The board game company Hasbro has released a new feminist version of the game Monopoly. Miss Monopoly will celebrate women empowerment, the company says. A new female mascot will be featured on the box, and women will receive £240 for passing go, while men will receive the usual £200. The company said in a statement, "It's a fun new take in the game that creates a world where women have an advantage, often enjoyed by men." Do you think this is a good way to teach children about the gender pay gap? 03030805555. The journalists Angela Epstein and Emma Wolfe are with us this morning. Angela, good morning.
Good morning.
Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you both. What do you make of this, Emma?
I think it's a brilliant idea. I think women have been historically underpaid for, decades or even centuries. You know that women work harder than men, and I think £240 for passing go is a fantastic idea. I think we're levelling the playing field. I mean, really, it's about getting children talking about a really important topic. It's only Monopoly. I don't even know how many people still play
Monopoly.
Well,
how should men feel about this?
Oh, diddums. They've been overpaid, or they've been paid fairly, while women have been unpaid, or paid unfairly for many, many decades. I think this is fine. This is a way of getting children engaging with the topic and talking about equality.
Well, to teach children that, rather than teaching children about equality, to teach children that if you're a woman, you'll get more money than a man will for passing go. Is it not deeply patronising to women?
There's not much risk of women being paid more than men. And it's about levelling the playing field.
But it's not about levelling the playing field. In this game, you're being taught... Our children are being taught that women are entitled to more than men. Now, if that was the other way around, you'd be crying from the rooftops.
Yeah, but it's been the other way around for centuries, Stephen. In the real world, it's been the other way around. Men have been paid more than women for doing the same job.
Angela?
I think this is just a huge gimmick. It's sort of virtue signalling on an enormous scale. I don't know why we can't let fun be fun and we can't ring fence it. I mean, there's a very important conversation to be had about equality of pay amongst men and women. And absolutely, I agree that there are massive issues still with women being underpaid. We saw in the BBC itself the enormous row that broke out, and we saw that men and women who were doing the same job were paid vastly different salaries. But this, to me, is a stunt. And it's just a sort of, it's the kind of misplaced feminism that puts people on the back foot and just makes them think it's a joke. And what happens is to coin the cliche, we chuck the baby out with the bathwater, because what we're trying to do is explain to women and to men. I always say that equality is a conversation for both sexes, otherwise it's the point we're talking to ourselves, about inequality. And this is just simply, a stunt or a gimmick. It intrudes upon the sort of the basic nature of fun. And more importantly, what I don't understand is, if they're trying to get an important message across, why should it be about women being paid more than men? Surely the argument should be, if they really want to make an important statement, is that we should be paid equally for doing the same job if we're equally capable. It's just sort of point scoring for the sake of it, and saying that because women, you know, have a set of different reproductive organs to men, that they should get more money. And I just think it will, as it already has done, hugely backfire.
Of course it's a gimmick. It's absolutely a gimmick. This is what big brands do. This is what big companies do. They want to get publicity, and we're talking about it, so they're getting headlines, and that's what they want. It's like Cadbury.
I'm talking about it in a very negative way, so I don't know how that benefits.
I'm not. We can see this as a gimmick, but what I'm saying is, I think it gets children and young people and players of the game talking about the issue, and it's a really important issue to talk about. Do you know what? Monopoly money is paper. It's not real money.
So what's the point of the thing, then?
The point
of the thing is, it's not real money, and it's only a game, and it's fun. What's the point of using this as a platform through which to advance a very important and significant discussion about inequality of pay?
It's to get, exactly, you just said it, it's to get historical decades of women being underpaid, of gender inequality, onto the public agenda. And yes, we've talked about it a lot in recent years, but we know that it still exists massively across the board. And I would even argue that women do often are doing a lot of work in the home as well as going out and earning. So I don't think 240 as compared to 200 of paper money is a bad deal. I think that sounds absolutely fair.
What about the fact that Lizzie Maitie...
I'm happy unhappy for kids and players of the game to be talking about it and maybe disagreeing like we are now.
Okay, so what about, so if we're disagreeing and we're both women,
inequality.
That's not very helpful, is it? Because it suggests there is a...
Oh, for goodness sake, just because we're both women, we don't have to agree on everything. I'm sure we don't agree on
Brexit. So what I'm saying is that if you're saying this is a way of championing feminism, then the very fact that I, as a so-called...
I didn't say that.
Pardon?
I didn't say that. I said it was a way of getting the discussion.
I said if the company was seeing it as a way of championing feminism. And look at the very fact that Hasbro, who make the game, have been accused of writing out Lizzie Magee, who was the... who is considered to be the person behind the idea of Monopoly, has been sort of written out of the story. She was a woman and hasn't been really acknowledged for her role in the part that she played in creating the Monopoly brand. So there's a further own goal here.
I want to imagine two children sitting down and they're playing Miss Monopoly, and they're not old enough to take things rationally. So you've got two, I don't know, 5 or 6 year old kids, 7, 8 year old kids, and the little boy is trying his best to win the game. And he sees his sister getting more reward for playing the game than him. How is he supposed to feel, Emma?
Exactly, but no, this is the point. I think that's a really nice little vignette that you've painted there, because he would be saying, well, Mummy, why is she getting paid more? Or Daddy, why is she getting paid more? And then maybe the parents would actually start saying, OK, well, they decided to, you know, to look at the issue of gender inequality. And then they could actually sit there and explain, and they could say, it doesn't seem fair to you. But for decades, you know, for a long time, men have been paid more than women.
But the little boy would be bored stupid. The little boy would be asleep at this, because they're playing Monopoly for a bit of fun. Games.
Yeah, but the fun is being the banker, and then you can take all the money anyway.
But the fun also is competing, where it's on an equal footing. So children playing Miss Monopoly, the boys will be upset, won't they?
I've got a daughter and sons, and I would be absolutely appalled. And they have a lot of fun, and I have always taught them that biology doesn't make us unequal; it simply makes us different, and it may. Tune in the way we think to different things. It may alter our perspective. It doesn't mean that one is better than the other. But I cannot imagine, you rightly say, Stephen, two kids sitting down playing Monopoly, and all it's going to do for the bloke or for the boy is to reinforce the idea that women are a sour-faced lot who spoil for an argument over issues that come down to the fact that because I'm a woman, I should get more money than you, rather than looking at the issue of the person, that it should be a meritocracy, and the person who is better at the job may well get more money, and who cares whether they were born a man or a woman? So actually, I think this has been a spectacular own goal from Hasbro. Yes, we're talking about it. Yes, it's putting it on the table, but it's putting it on the table for all the wrong reasons. And if you saw the slew of headlines over it, it's just being dismissed as massively ironic and the new kind of woke form of Monopoly. And the very fact that it's called Ms. Monopoly is in itself a huge statement, because it's suggesting immediately that girls may not want to be misses, and they may not want to be missed, and it's making generalisations and it's making proclamations on behalf of women that many women may well not want to embrace. I don't want my kids to play this kind of game. I mean, I'll let them if they want to, but I can almost see the lip curling glance my daughter would give me.
Here's Jerry in Londonderry. Morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Stephen. I'm just been listening to this argument, and to be fair, there has to be a line drawn somewhere. Because feminists now are looking for superiority rather than equality. And this game is just a prime example of it. You know, I've got a young daughter myself, and I wouldn't want her, obviously, to grow up in a world where she's not treated equally. But however, I think feminists now are taking it to a new extreme. I'm all for everybody being equal. But, you know, that doesn't mean that the women or feminists have to be superiority over equality. And that's where it's going to. And that's where it's been going to for a while. And this game is just a top of the iceberg of it. And there needs to be a line drawn of, is it going to be equality or do you want to be better? And by the sounds of your guest there, she's all for being better, where it should be the other guest, then it should be equality. And that's where we're at. There needs to be a line drawn, and there needs to be something stopping this, because it's getting out of hand.
Emma?
Yeah, but I completely agree that we should aim eventually for a situation in which there is perfect and total equality. But it hasn't been that way for decades. It has been unfairly skewed towards men. Men have been paid more than women. We know that, and have better conditions and everything. But definitely,
can I add a lot?
Hold on, let her finish.
I know, I'm just talking about levelling the playing field. And more than that, I'm really just talking about children and young people getting this topic discussed and you know, just engaging with it in a fun, creative way. It's only a game, and it's only paper money.
You know, no one's debating it's only a game, but a game should be it should be a fair playing field as a game as well as reality. But when you go back to the point there saying that women are being underpaid versus men, I can tell you categorically from my point of view, I've been in jobs where women have been paid more money than men, but you don't see the same song and dance and bells and singing of that there.
No, I'm sorry.
That's the reality of life.
No, the gender pay gap is a fact. It's not a kind of thing that's been made up.
Yeah,
you may have been in jobs where there are senior women who are paid more than you, but the gender pay gap is historically proven, and it's a fact. But hang on a second.
Let me finish my point, Stephen. Stephen, my point here is, I've been in a job where I've done like-for-like job as women, and they got more money than me. But what I'm saying is, that is happening throughout the UK, but men aren't up arms, they don't have the feminist movement to back them. But that's not the argument here. The argument here is, I'm all for equality. And this game that you have here now is highlighting a superiority, not equality. And you've got people like that guest there who are basically putting on a pedestal and saying it's okay when it's not.
Jared, thank you. Sean and Enniskillen. Morning, Sean.
Good morning, Stephen. Naomi Long, Michelle O'Neill, Mary Lou McDonald, Arlene Foster. You know, I could go through them all. Martina Anderson, Claire Billy. They're all at the top of their game in politics. They, in fact, are the top of the tree.
Nicola Sturgeon,
Theresa May recently. The most powerful person in Europe, Angela Merkel. So, if I was playing Monopoly, I wouldn't mind being one of those ones, you know.
Sean, thank you. And Marty in Londonderry. Morning, Marty.
Oh, here we go. So you have to say it there from now on, because we're not going to take it down here, say in Londonderry.
What do you mean you're not going to take it down there?
Yeah, BBC, you're always promoting Londonderry. And we're saying Derry, we're a Goldie, and you're saying Londonderry.
Well, you're entitled to say whatever you like.
Well, you aren't. You're with BBC. Right, your wages get paid by BBC. Are we going to this one or not? Right, the point is, this Monopoly's made a great move. Who goes out and buys a Christmas presents? Women. Hope Monopoly turns around and sells.
I presume men go out and buy the Christmas presents too.
Women do. Most of the time women do it.
Really?
Women do it all the time.
Really?
Isn't that in itself a gender stereotype?
Of course
women,
it is.
Women
like, what are you on about?
For children. Women buy Christmas presents for the houses. Look, you see the thing about it is...
Do you not buy Christmas presents?
I just hope they have a sale that this has... With the extra money for the women and just use the ordinary, the original box you can buy of Monopoly.
Marty, do you not buy Christmas presents?
But when my youngsters were young, I was working, they make a money, they buy them. But my wife went out and bought them, as usual.
Well, but you do...
That's
you
the
do,
way the houses go.
Well,
if you haven't the time when you're working so hard.
Well, it might, Marty, have been the way your house went, but you do realise that women go out and work to provide for a home as well.
Most of the time that's the way it went.
Can I just say something, Marty? Because I know that behind any kind of joviality, you do feel that...
I think it's a great move for Monopoly.
No, but hold on a moment. Just on the other subject, Marty. On the other subject, I know that you... Marty, listen to me, mate. I know on the other subject that you do feel that you want me to be calling what you see as your city, Derry. Okay?
That's right, that's Derry, yeah.
So what I will do...
What do you call apprentice boys of what?
Well, hold on.
Are they apprentice boys of London, Derry? Are they apprentice boys of Derry?
Would you let me speak, mate?
Right, okay.
So here's what I'll do. I'll go off... My understanding of the BBC rules is that... You describe it as Londonderry on the first occasion and then Derry thereafter. I will go off and clarify that, Marty, okay?
Well, you've already said the Jared or Jerry before me.
Well, let me go off and clarify. Let me go off and clarify. Well, what is BBC Radio 4? I'll call it
Jerry,
when they're. What is BBC?
Jerry probably said to your presenter, "I'm from Jerry from Derry." Yeah. No, I'm Sam Murray from Derry, and you came back with the two of us, and you said Londonderry with the two.
Well, let me go off and clarify. I make sure I'm getting it right.
It's the Nolan Show.
What do you mean it's the Nolan Show?
Well, you're telling me we're on the Nolan Show here.
Yes.
So you have to turn around and say what it is. It is Derry. But it's not because of investors came on. It would have called London Belfast.
Oh. Does it matter to you?
Oh, it matters to us. It matters to us on Derry.
Right. Well, let me go off and clarify what the direction is.
We'll have a vote in the city and see who comes out the top end. What they want to call it, Derry or Londonderry.
Okay, mate. Thanks for calling us.
And then BBC has to call it whatever the people say here in the city.
Thank you, Marty. Morning to you. Wayne and Warren Point. Morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Stephen. Right. Sorry, I'm in Warren Point. So you're all right. Stephen, regarding the game Monopoly, I think it would be a good idea because women do have to work four times harder than men, even professionally, and even then, they normally end up better doing the job, but they end up working for a male who's not half as good as a job because of the fact that she's a woman, she won't get promoted. It's a common fact. So will it not teach young girls that they might have to work harder to get the same equality as men?
You say, Wayne, it's a common fact. I would put it to you that there may now be some situations where the best candidate for a job on some occasions is a man, and the man doesn't get the job because the employer is trying to ensure that there is enough female representation in the workforce.
Well, Stephen, I can tell you, my wife's a professional woman all her life. And she's always been, at some stage in her life, been promoted above. A man got a job, he wasn't even in the same qualification, in the same department. And most big companies, there is loads of women out there who are better than men and are undervalued. It has always been the same. And it's not based on knowledge and education. It's based on gender. And that is a fact. And there's a massive pay gap. To talk about equality, then why not pay them on basically on merit and what their qualifications are? There's no point in trying to balance the tables regarding employing more women who can't do their job. But there's more men out there who can't do their job, and the women end up cleaning up after them. It's a fact of life in the professional industry.
What's a fact of life?
There's women out there who can do the job better, and men get the job because basically they're men.
And there are currently, as a fact of life, there are currently some workforces, as I've just said, where women are getting the job because the people at the top are trying their very best. And look, understandably so, to have more female representation if there's an underrepresentation in that workforce, and men don't have a chance of getting the job. You know that's also going on.
That's all, but that's just trying to even the board because
in an attempt to even the board, as you put it, the best candidate for the job, if they're a man, would have grounds to feel hard done by, wouldn't he?
He would, but they basically just used their common sense and stopped trying to level the playing field based it on what they can actually do. Based it on what actually the person can do. It's always about gender this lifetime. And now they're trying to even the gender. It's probably not working either. Based it on merit, what the person is actually capable of doing.